Welcome back to the Ed Schultz Show. It is where America comes to talk. I'm Mike Papantonio, in for Big Ed. The dishonest and risky behavior of investors on Wall Street helped push this economy deep into a recession. The toxic trash being traded by investors, well, it still poses a huge, very real threat and a very dangerous threat to the finances of people who aren't even in the stock market. That's what should scare everybody, people who simply have money in the bank. I have attorney Mike Berg with me who's handled cases that prove this exact same thing that we're talking about out. We can't ignore what happened in Cyprus, can we, Mike?
No, we can't, Mike. And let me just tell you that the danger and the risks that we're facing today are worse than what we faced in the fall of 2007, 2008, and the almost total collapse of the world economy.
What the moving parts, as I see it, is that we have, you know, we have this Dodd-Frank bill, and everybody, oh, this is such a great bill, yeah, and it's going to save all of us. But the mainstream corporate media never talked at all about Section 716 that bans taxpayer bailouts. Now, the reason that's important is because you have an FDIC that only has $25 billion worth of protection, and you have a 2005 Bankruptcy Act that says derivative claims have a super superior priority over all other claims. So unsecured, you know, uninsured derivative claimants, the people that are involved in this toxic trash, they actually get the first dibs on the money even before the people who have the money in the bank. That's what happened in Cyprus, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in fact, you got to read the fine print. The Section 716 bans taxpayer bailouts. Everyone, you know, they rush to judgment and say, this is great, we're not going to have any more $700 billion taxpayer bailouts. But what they didn't read was that that plus the 2005 Bankruptcy Act, which gave the derivative claims a super priority over all other claims, whether they're secured or unsecured, insured or uninsured. What that really means, and people should know, is that there's over $230 trillion worth of derivatives that are managed by U.S. banks.
What is the number, Mike?
$230 trillion.
$230 trillion in derivatives, toxic trash. So my memory is you have J.P. Morgan that owns 30% of that market, and you only have $25 billion that's protected by the FDIC, and you've got the Dodd-Frank bill that says you can't, the taxpayers can't bail out these nuts once they do it again, and they're going to do it again. And then you have the 2005 Bankruptcy Act that says these people have a super priority. The people that hold the toxic trash and created the toxic trash, they have a super priority over everybody else. Doesn't that scare the hell out of you just a little bit?
It does, but unfortunately 99.9% of the American public has no idea that their savings, the money they put into their savings account in their local bank, has a depository relationship with someone like Bank of America, which right now has over $75 trillion in the derivatives in these CDOs. J.P. Morgan, as you mentioned, has $79 trillion. And what they don't understand is what happened in Cyprus is that if, in fact, we have another collapse, these banks are going to be able to step in and take the savings accounts of the American public that are basically now have this depository relationship with these major banks.
The argument is all, you know, they can come up with new legislation, they can print more money, there's ways around this, but do you really want, isn't the real answer here, Mike, take your money out of the big Wall Street banks? They're not even banks. They're not even banks. Since Glass-Steagall was done away with by the fool from Texas, Graham and Company, since that was demolished and we don't have Glass-Steagall protection anymore, you have the banks that call themselves the banks. They're not banks. They're casino lottery organizations.
Right, and your chances of succeeding with them is probably worse than in the casino.
Okay, so don't you, Mike, don't you put your money in credit unions and small mom-and-pop banks that at the very least have a better chance of protecting your money? You don't put it with Bank of America or, you know, J.P. Morgan. Why would you put your money in those organizations that have failed already?
And you should make sure that the bank you are using doesn't use them as a depository. One of the other things you can do is in Canada, they prohibit these derivatives. Just Bernie Sanders, the senator, the independent senator, says we need to stop and break up the banks and make these derivatives illegal. That's what. So you've got some Canadian banks.
Well, they're in Canada. They're the very biggest. They're saying we're going to nationalize a couple to compete against these others. I mean, you know, that seems to be a protection to say, listen, you've blown it. We should have done it the first time when these banks, you know, stole trillions of dollars worth from taxpayers. We should have just said, okay, well, there's some of y'all going to have to be nationalized. We're just going to have to do that. The government's going to own your operation. Isn't that how they do this? Isn't that what they do in other countries?
Absolutely. And what I think people don't understand, in fact, just recently I was with a good friend of mine who's, you know, been involved with commodities. He's the only person I've talked to who understands the issue here with what happened with Cyprus. And he's worried about his money, and everybody should be worried about theirs. They almost destroyed the entire world economy by playing these risky gambling games with these derivatives. They're not backed by anything. They're clones. They are so complicated that, quite frankly, I'm not sure a lot of the banks even understand, but it's what Wall Street is doing to increase their leverage and increase their profits.
Well, I'll tell you, we got about 30 seconds left, but here's the other part that'll really freak you out. Municipal bonds are already at risk. You have tax-free municipal bonds. You say that's the safest thing you can put your money in? Uh-uh. Because those same municipalities are involved in the same investment schemes as these big banks. They're putting their money in these big banks. Rather than diversifying and putting their money in mom-and-pop banks down the road or credit unions or whatever, they're taking that money and putting it in the same black hole. So then, all of a sudden, you have municipal bond money that becomes at risk. Mike Berg, stay on this story. It's a very important story. I can tell you, we're not much different than Cyprus. I'm Mike Papantonio in for Ed Schultz. I'll be right back.